Good morning. It's the Bill Thurman from Hollywood Show. And now from Hollywood, here's Bill Thurman.
This is Bill Thurman from Hollywood Reporting. Good morning, everybody. I'm fine, thanks. Today, we're going to take a long look at Back to the Future 17, a production that is already getting a lot of ink for its use of baby stuntmen. We follow director Bobby Snirk around on location at the studio lot in Gynecola Hills. Bobby, what makes the 16th sequel to Back to the Future so special?
Bill, beyond a doubt, it's the story. Taking Michael J. Fox into his own past to relive it has never been done anywhere before.
Except for that Kathleen Turner movie.
Well, I wouldn't
think. And that storyline of the old Dark Shadows TV series?
I guess I'm just trying to say that this story puts a new twist on an idea that's still very bold, even today.
Now, in this movie, Michael J. Fox turns into a baby.
That's right.
And you're using actual babies to do the stunts in this film?
My wife's suggestion, actually. She's been very active in the infant rights thing.
Interesting.
There is nothing an adult can do that a baby can't do.
And to prove it, you're shooting three separate scenes today.
That's right, Bill. In fact, we have the run of the entire lot. So we've set up three different shots on three different sets, since each scene takes place in a different time period.
Is this the first scene?
Yes. As you can see, this is the lobby of a castle in medieval France. In this scene, Michael J. Fox has to retrieve a valuable herb needed to reverse the experiment from a mad nobleman.
Who has himself been turned into a baby?
That's right.
And are these your stuntmen for this scene?
This is Melody and Jimmy. How are my little goodnicks, huh?
That armor looks very becoming.
Well, it's actually faux armor. We're trying to stay under budget, remember?
What are those swords for?
Well, the Michael J. Fox character, that's Melody, has to duel with the evil nobleman for possession of the herb.
Hey, Bobby, we're set to go.
All right. Places, everyone.
Are you sure they can lift those things?
Does that answer your question? Now, excuse me. All right. Everybody ready?
Back to the Future 17, scene 304, take one.
And action!
So tell me, where are you getting these baby stuntmen?
Come on, kids, swing harder! Make the audience feel those hits! Oh, somebody raises them on a ranch up in Northern California. I wish I could tell you who.
I understand.
The studio likes to keep some of its business arrangements confidential. But I can assure you the babies are legally adopted and all the child care laws scrupulously followed. Medic out here!
Were they both cut?
No. Melody cut Jimmy. She's the better sword fighter, come to think of it. But every time Jimmy cries, she has to cry too. Fred, where's the nanny, for Christ's sake? We have a nanny here, don't we?
I've got somebody getting Florette right now, Bobby.
All right, then. Get those babies cleaned up and we'll do another take. Well, Bill, I guess it's on to the next shot.
The second scene consisted of Michael J. Fox having a showdown with the movie's villain in the Wild West. Unfortunately, the baby's guns weren't loaded with blanks. But since we're low on time, let's just skip ahead to the third and final scene.
This will be a chase scene through a futuristic road warrior type of desert. This will be the big climax of the picture.
This looks like it'll be a pretty good one. Will any babies be in that car wreck over there?
Oh, no. We already shot the car wreck with the babies earlier this week. The car will be on fire in this scene.
So what happens here?
Well, the Michael J. Fox baby is chasing the villain baby on a motorcycle, and now he has to jump this flaming car wreck. Is everything in place, Linda?
Jimmy, is the baby ready?
He's all strapped in.
We're all set, Bobby.
Fire up the car!
Car's flaming, Bobby.
All right, let's do it.
Stand by.
Standing by.
Back to the Future 17. 5-9-0, take one.
And action!
My God, that was fantastic!
The baby's still flaming! Put him out! Put the baby out!
Is he gonna be okay?
Of course he will. He's a pro.
Call County Hospital. We gotta airlift him out of here now.
Well, that was certainly an exciting day for me, and Back to the Future 17 is an exciting movie. That's it for Bill Thurman from Hollywood. See you next time.